Hey everybody, welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. We have some very important things to cover today, such as a new development on the Mark of the Beast front. The European Union's mandatory national biometric ID card is going to affect 512 million people. Is this the introduction of the Mark of the Beast, and what are we supposed to do about it? If it's happening in the EU now, in the European Union, does that mean that it's going to come over to America in the near future? Before we get to that, though, I have got to tell you about the USCCA. Now, the USCCA stands for the United States Concealed Carry Association. This is an organization that stands up for your rights as a responsibly armed American. It is not only for gun owners, but all forms of self-defense protection. So they are hands down the best self-defense protection provider out there, and their firearms education and training resources are genuinely life-saving. We're talking about hundreds of videos, guides, books, articles, you name it. Now, why do you need self-defense protection? If you own or carry a gun, you know that you take the responsibility of having to defend yourself or your family every time you leave your house. If you're forced to defend yourself with or without your firearm, you need to understand that you will have to face our legal system and all the political baggage that comes with it. So that means you'll face arrest, legal fees, even the loss of your Second Amendment rights. You do not want to deplete your life savings just to prove your innocence. So the USCCA steps in and provides upfront funds to cover bail, attorney fees, civil and criminal defense costs, and more. They'll also pay for you to replace your gun if the police takes it as evidence, which they probably will. You can even choose your own attorney. In fact, the USCCA has an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys in every state who you can trust to defend your rights as an American gun owner. They also have a critical response team on call every day, all day, even on holidays, so you won't ever have to worry about getting an answering machine. There are three levels of membership, extremely affordable, so you can pick whatever works best for you and your needs. Membership covers all forms of self-defense, not only firearms, in order to protect those who do not carry a firearm every day but would still be willing to do whatever is necessary to protect themselves or their family. So with the USCCA, you can be confident that you'll be taken care of if, God forbid, you ever have to defend yourself with or without your gun. They also have the training and education you'll need to be prepared, which is one of the best parts of being a member. They're dedicated to training and educating gun owners. You might like to think that you're pretty knowledgeable, but it seems like every day they've got something new and useful to teach. So you can feel better prepared carrying your gun knowing the USCCA is on your side every single day. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can see for yourself. So you can go ahead and click the link in the description below if you're viewing this on YouTube. Or you can find the banner at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Or, very convenient, you can text PECK, P-E-C-K, to 87222, which spells USCCA, and you can see what they have to offer. So that is PECK, text that, P-E-C-K, to 87222. You will not be disappointed. Okay, so, you know, very important stuff today. We have to keep up on this Mark of the Beast stuff because we don't fully know exactly what the Mark of the Beast is going to be. We're given a lot of hints about it. One of the contenders is that it might be some type of biometric scan or card or something. It could be something like that, maybe even an implant that's implanted in the skin. And there's a wide variety of theories on this. It could be a genetic type of thing, which we've talked about before. So anytime that anything happens relating to this, we need to keep our eyes on it. We need to stay vigilant. So a recent European Union announcement about national IDs is going to destroy millions of people's privacy and create a near global biometric database. An article which State Watch News revealed that the EU has agreed to create a mandatory national biometric ID card, absolutely mandatory. From the article, quote, "Measures being negotiated as part of the EU's security union are moving ahead swiftly, with the Council and Parliament reaching provisional agreements on new rules for immigration liaison officers, the EU's visa code, and the introduction of mandatory biometric national identity cards, and the Council agreeing its negotiating position from the new Frontex regulation," end quote. So, earlier this week, the Nepal government announced their plans to roll out a national biometric ID card that will affect 30 million people. So last month there was an article written on Mass Private Eye, the letter i.blogspot.com, warning people about the global effort to restrict everyone's right to travel. But what is happening across Europe and Asia should send chills down everybody's spine. If you combine what's happening with the EU, with in the EU, with America's national biometric ID card, Real ID, that's what it's called, it becomes painfully obvious that everyone's right to travel freely is in jeopardy. So you add this all together, 512 million people will be forced to give up their privacy once this rolls out. So a European national biometric ID card is pretty much all but a certainty at this point. All the EU needs is for 28 ambassadors to say yes, and just like that, 512.6 million citizens will be forced to give up their privacy if they want to travel. So here's another quote. Quote, today, representatives of the Council, Presidency, and the European Parliament reached an informal agreement on a regulation to improve the functioning of the European Network of Immigration Liaison Officers. It will now be presented to EU ambassadors for confirmation on behalf of the Council, end quote. Now, the Brussels Times claims that the member countries would have 8 years to comply when the law takes effect. So how will this affect American travelers? Any American wishing to visit any of the 28 countries that make up the EU will be profiled and given risk assessments by the European Travel Information and Authorization System, or ETIAS. Quote, since citizens, this is from the article, quote, since citizens of countries who do not need a visa for travel purposes in the EU do not need to go through a long process of applying for the visa, ETIAS will make sure that these people are not a security threat. This travel authorization system will gather, keep track of, and update necessary information regarding visitors to determine whether it is safe for them to enter Schengen countries. Now, if, end quote. Now, if ETIAS sounds like a lot like Homeland Security's U.S. electronic system for travel authorization system and their secret no-fly list, then you're correct. That's exactly what it's modeled after. If you and your family plan on visiting a country for an extended period of time, you will have no choice but to submit their biometrics to the EU. The article says, quote, at the same time, the EU is also upgrading the Visa Information System, or VIS, which is currently used to hold information on all applicants for short-stay Schengen visas, but is being expanded to include information on long-stay visas and residence documents to enforce mandatory biometrics in long-stay visas, currently a national competence, and to include the fingerprints of children from the ages of 6 and up. All visa applicants will also be profiled, end quote. So teenagers will be forced to carry national biometric ID cards. The Irish Times warned that children older than 12 years old would be forced to carry these national biometric ID cards. So a quote from that article, quote, it proposes making biometric data mandatory for those countries with ID cards and said EU citizens' ID cards older than 12 years and non-EU family members' residence cards would now include biometric data, namely fingerprints and facial images stored on a chip, end quote. So the State Watch article also warned that national biometric ID cards must be updated every 5 years or less for minors. So that says, quote, identity cards will have a minimum period of validity of 5 years and a maximum period of validity of 10 years. Member states may issue ID cards with a longer validity for persons aged 70 and above. If issued, ID cards for minors may have a period of validity of less than 5 years, end quote. So modeling ETIAS after Homeland Security's TSA is appalling. Forcing millions of people to carry national biometric cards has the earmarks of a European police state. We got to ask ourselves, didn't we learn anything from World War II? But this isn't just confined to the EU. We're going to be seeing this here in America. Again, a lot of people travel all over the world. a lot of people have family in other countries, and if that's the case, if your family is in one of these countries, then you could be forced to take part in this as well. So it's only going to be a matter of time before that sweeps widespread to the American people as well. So will this all lead to the mark of the beast? Now, right now, when you actually read the prophecy about the mark of the beast, it doesn't say anything about a card. It says something about, you know, the right hand or the forehead. Now, some people have theorized, does that mean like you're holding a card in your hand, the right hand, or you're memorizing a number and that's where it's in the head? Could it be that? You know, you could read it that way. But what if it starts out as a card? It starts out as a biometric card, and then they have all your information. They have all your information stored where at some point they could just implant a chip. And then what if that chip just that leads then in the future beyond that leads to some type of genetic code that they can just put in you where you don't have to worry about any implant at all. And then, you know, so there are several ways to look at it. There are several ways to see how this could end up, but it's horrifying nonetheless. So of course, I'm curious to know what you think. I want to know what you think about this recent development. Should we be doing biometric cards? Do you think that we're worrying about it too much by talking about it in this way and connecting it with 666, or are we right on track with our concerns? So I would like to know what you think. And in the meantime, you should head on over to CBD Pure and CBD Pets. If you are a CBD user, if you are a chronic pain sufferer like I am, or even if your pets have anxiety issues, or you know, there's all sorts of uses for this stuff, then you know that it can be a pain to buy CBD oil sometimes, because you never really know if it's good quality. You know, it's hard to vet vendors a lot of times. Kratom is actually a lot like that too. But with CBD Pure and CBD Pets, all that is all the guesswork is taken out, because they scientifically test through a third-party organization, a testing facility, every batch that they make. It's completely organic, non-GMO, pesticide-free. And they post their scientific tests right on their own website. So you don't have to take my word for it. You can click on the links in the description below, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and find the banner. And while I'm at it, I'll tell you about Coastline Kratom as well. You can also find that in the links in the description below. It's the highest quality Kratom online. Money-back guarantee. You also have a money-back guarantee with CBD Pure and CBD Pets, so there's really no risk. I am a daily user of Kratom. I use it two or three times a day to handle my chronic pain. It works great. I love it. It's given me my life back. I used to be horribly addicted to opioids. Not anymore. So this stuff is extremely helpful. Now, because of the climate, the climate around Kratom these days, it's a little, PayPal doesn't want to deal with it. Most major credit cards don't want to deal with it. So when you go to Coastline Kratom, you have to set up a Zelle Pay account, but they guide you through the process. It's really easy. It only takes a few seconds, and it's worth it, because then you can get your life back with some good Kratom if you're a chronic pain sufferer like me. So click in the description, the link in the description below, or just visit joshpeckdisclosure.com and find the banner. You will see it there. Now, I do want to mention a couple of quick updates on what's going to be happening with this channel. So YouTube's cracking down even more on demonetization and shadow banning. There's very little I can actually really talk about and have it be an open forum on YouTube. So what I'm going to have to do is I'll start numbering these peck reports so you can see where the gaps are. But I'm gonna do. So this one right here, this one, just because I'm announcing it now, this one is for everybody. I'm not doing an audio only thing. I'm not cutting it in half with a graphic. I'm not doing it. This video, this peck report is for everybody, because what I'm going to have to do is the more controversial stuff that I want to talk about, you know, having to do with just being the type of believers that we are. I got to be so careful on how I say things on YouTube. I don't want to censor myself just for fear that YouTube's going to shut it down. So for those, that's going to be members only on Josh Peck Disclosure. You're not going to see him on YouTube. You're not going to see audio only anywhere. That is specifically going to be just for the members on YouTube. And then the other stuff, like I've been able to get away with talking about, you know, the Mark of the Beast, and I've been able to get away with talking about Nephilim stuff and that kind of stuff. Those peck reports, I'll do what we've been doing on YouTube and post those. So I'm not going to be able to post as often. I'm going to post just as often. It's just they're not all of them are going to be on YouTube. So if you become a member, you're going to get access to every peck report, every peck underground church, every update that we do. And there's a lot more content coming. We have some very exciting things that we're not ready to announce yet, but it's going to be extremely worth it. So you're going to want to become a member today. In order to do that, you can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and click on the members link. And for a lousy $10 a day or $100 a year, that one's actually the better deal because then you get 2 months free. But if you do that, you'll have access to everything non-censored, stuff that you can't even get on YouTube anymore because YouTube will not allow it. You'll be able to have, and if should anything happen to my YouTube channel, which it will someday, you'll have everything archived there. So that's where you want to be. Keep posted with us because we're going to have some really, really exciting news that I can't wait to tell you all about on what's coming for Josh Peck Disclosure. So become a member today, $10 a month or $100 a year if you can. And if not, that's okay. Just pray for us. Pray that YouTube will loosen up and let us talk about what we want to talk about. That would be great. That would be helpful. So, all that being said, I believe that is it. I believe that is everything. Love you all. And until next time, take care and God bless.